Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to my 21st century talk for a no-bullshit world. Right, Joe?
I'm really loving the no-bullshit world.
You're really loving it because we like that.
Yeah, we
mixed
like
it up this week. I like that new beginning. Yeah. You know, you're looking mighty sexy today, Joe. What's cooking?
Oh, thank you very much.
First day of October. Is that what's happening?
It's the first already.
It's the first already, and 3 months to go before you're going to be partying in Miami this year?
No. Well, you never know. I might go see my family. That's the only reason why I would go to Miami.
Yeah, well, I mean, you were talking to Richie the barber yesterday about that.
Mm-hmm.
Give a shout out to my dad who was on the show.
Yeah, he was great.
He's cool, right? Talking cars and top 10 movie cars of all time yesterday, peeps. So if you want to check it out in the archives, latalkradio.com/tola.php. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean, a lot of older cars, of course.
Yeah, nothing that I could relate to, really. Sorry. It's all you. It's a boys.
It's a boys thing.
It's a boys thing. Boys will be boys and their cars.
Well, I mean, he's had a lot of cars, so that was pretty cool. Check it out if you like. That was a good show. Yeah, today, we're supposed to have Papa Joe in the studio today. Today's Wellness Wednesday. It's actually our last Wellness Wednesday. Next week, we're going to be moving into Wacky Wednesdays.
Yes.
I like Wacky Wednesdays, right, with the comics.
I love Wacky Wednesdays. Sorry.
Wacky. Wait, let me do that. Is that what that is? Well, it could be. You know who's our kickoff is... Well, we saw her. Remember Shannon D. Lewis?
Yes, she's beautiful. Beautiful, yeah. Tall girl without a bra.
Yeah, who talks about her boobs a lot. And she has nice, she doesn't need a bra.
Oh, no, she doesn't.
No, Shannon, you're out there. Don't be wearing a bra when you come in the studio. No, she's pretty cool. East Coast gal. So, yeah, starting next Wednesday, we're going to go Wacky Wednesdays. I think after her, we're going to have Lori Kilman. She's really good, too. Yeah, awesome. We're going to love it up. So that's, Wednesdays, and then we got the Friday's music. But hey, this guy today, I hope I don't see him in the studio yet.
He's not here yet.
Well, hopefully, Papa Joe, you're on the way and listening to the show here, because from what I could see, in 18 months, Joe, this guy lost a couple hundred pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, like somewhere between 2 and 250. By eating healthy foods exclusively from the 99-cent store.
From the 99-cent store. I've been there. I go there all the time. That's where I buy my groceries.
I go there. Yeah, I went there 2 days ago and had dinner from them last night. We'll talk about that. But yeah, he'd walk 5 miles a day also.
Okay, of course.
So, yeah, he's got an interesting background. Hmm. Yeah, so we're going to be talking to him today, Joe, when you get here, hopefully in about 10 or 15, 20 minutes. And, well, you know, we like to get started. We go around the globe with some top news stories. Well, today I decided to mix it up a little bit.
Really? How did you do that?
How did I do that? Well, first of all, we're going to stay local. We're going to go USA Today. Does anybody read the USA Today newspaper? Because, you know, Joe, I decided with all this technology stuff, well, we'll talk some stories. But I said, you know, we're not going to do electronic news today because most of the time I'm on CNN, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, LA Times. I'm like, you know what? I went to the store for my coffee and something prompted me to buy the USA Today.
Oh, you went old school.
I went old school. You know, I used to read that, 1985. I don't know if that's when it came out, but in 84, 85, I remember we used to go golfing, actually. My buddy Adam from D.C., and he would always buy the USA Today. It was pretty cool. So I bought that today for $2 and have it with me, matter of fact. But we're going to just take stories from the newspaper.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Now, I'm going with 10 different stories. One of them includes the... GYST award, the Get Your Shit Together award, because, hey, you know, why not? I plucked it right off the front page, folks. Now, you know that paper. I love it. It's 4 sections, the main section, money, sports, and life. So here we go. What do you think? Wait a minute.
What?
I think we need the little, wait a minute. wait.
Yes.
Oh, that's our transition. Time for some stories.
Bring it on.
Well, this is the front. You know, we talked about this the other day, Monday, matter of fact, from page news. Did you say Ebola?
Yes. Remember that? Yeah, I remember last week.
Well, the first Ebola case in the U.S. has surfaced in Texas.
Wow. Really? Right.
Yeah. The CDC, Center for Disease Prevention Control, everybody knows that, confirmed yesterday that they have their first case of a critically ill patient diagnosed in a U.S. hospital. Yeah, no kidding.
No.
Remember we talked about this, how it's not here. It's Liberia, it's Africa. I mean, this man left Iberia on September 19th. They didn't really give out too many details. I think that's smart. You don't need to kind of blare that out there. But the next day, this guy arrived in the U.S., didn't have any symptoms on September 20th. Well, 5 days later, he got sick.
Huh.
Mm. CDC Director Thomas Frieden said, there's no danger of the sort of widespread outbreak seen in Africa, quote unquote. No doubt we will control this.
Mm. Control it. Mm. It's here.
Famous last words. Yeah, you know, the good news, I think, with this Ebola is it doesn't spread through the air, you know, like a flu. Oh, there's our Papa Joe. We're going to see him soon. Yeah, no, it doesn't spread through the air. It's like, you know, measles or the flu. But, you know, the healthcare workers get it. So what do you think? And is it possible?
We need to control it.
We need to control it.
I really hope they do ASAP.
Well, I think they will. I think they will, but no doubt that this thing could spread. I mean, a healthcare worker gets it. Someone else gets it. I mean, they got to jump on that right away. And anybody
right away.
Coming from Liberia, I mean, they really need to be particular. Screening everybody. But hey, the guy didn't have any symptoms. I don't know what they're doing. Are they giving blood or anything? I don't really know. But hey, be careful. Ebola's out there.
Yes.
So, hey, let's move on. Now, again, these are coming right out of USA Today. Shout out to those guys. The showdown begins. And we talked about this yesterday. The Umbrella Revolution. Right? That's in Hong Kong, right? We're talking about China versus the pro-democracy protesters. It's kicking off a two-day national holiday today, right? 65 years of the Communist Party, People's Republic of China from 1949. So the Hong Kong chief executive, Liang Cheng Ying, refused to meet with protest leaders by the deadline midnight last night, Tuesday. Hmm. Interesting. I don't know what the streets are going to look like, but offices are closed today and tomorrow, so that's going to be interesting.
I hope nothing bad happens.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be, you know, hopefully not. So hopefully they're peaceful protests, but I think it's a good thing. Democracy, as we all know it
definitely.
In this country, is a great thing. All right, moving on. Next one. We're calling this the Triumphant 10, Microsoft. Another one in the news this week. They introduced Windows. I'm thinking of Bernie Williams, but he didn't wear number 10 in the New York Yankees. Microsoft introduced Windows 10, right? The operating software. Well, this is in San Francisco. Big event focused on the corporate users to preview the next generation of its iconic operating system.
I wasn't a fan of Windows 8, so I hope they,
you said
they changed
that, right?
It a little bit.
They said that was a sluggish one, quote, sluggish Windows 8. And that the needs that Microsoft needs to address its business customers because one in five organizations offers the Windows 8. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, these guys have so much money. Their stock was up 25% this year, and they say that the Windows 10 is familiar, compatible, and productive. I think it's only productive if somebody's using it.
Correct.
Right. Properly, and it's running not sluggishly.
If it's user-friendly.
User-friendly. Mm. Yeah. Well, let's hope it is. I mean, I'm a Mac guy, but hey.
I use Windows.
Yeah, Windows. Yeah.
Eight. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm not a Windows 8 guy.
I need to upgrade to 10.
I think you got to upgrade.
Yeah.
You got to go 10. Got to go double digits.
I will.
Well, that's only good in certain
respects. Or maybe I should go a Mac. What do you say?
I'd go Mac. Once you go Mac. So here we go. Here we go. Next story. I got a lot of those. We got a couple of those. It's a crude plunge. Anybody hear this? Crude oil prices are plunging to near two-year lows and likely to remain tepid through the years. I like that, tepid. What a cool word. Yeah, that's pretty good because consumers in all but a handful of states will soon pay $3 a gallon or less.
Yes.
That's good news.
I love that.
Lowest price since 2010.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's great news for me. I love driving.
You drive around? Yeah, got the little Fiat.
But it still eats gas. And
the one that you haven't washed
up.
Lately.
Do you want to volunteer to wash my car?
You know what I'm going to do? Maybe Friday after the show, we're going to go get your car washed.
Okay.
I'm real good at that. I could vacuum the inside. I'll give you like a mini. Hey, thanks to my dad over there. I used to vacuum his cars. I forget about it.
Yeah.
He got a little piece of dirt in there. He'd make you go get the little Swifter thing. Not Swifter, whatever the little zapper is. But no, check it out. Rising global oil production, ample inventories, slacking demand, and the U.S. dollar at the multi-year highs. That's why it's crude's about $90 a barrel. So, hey, good news. Prices go down. People travel for the holidays.
News.
That's good stuff, especially on the West Coast. We're getting awesome weather, good fall weather to cruise around. Speaking of prices, cooler by the minute. I like this one. You know, I was in real estate. U.S. home prices in July showed their smallest annual gain since 2012. Huh. Now, this is a Standard & Poor's 20-city index.
20 cities?
Yeah, 20 cities.
Which cities?
Ooh, are you challenging me?
Oh, no. Go. Come on.
Wait a minute.
I'll time you.
Vegas, Miami, San Francisco, L.A., Detroit, San Diego, Portland, Dallas, Tampa, Atlanta, Denver, Boston, Phoenix, Minneapolis, Chicago, New York, Washington, Charlotte, Cleveland, and Seattle.
Oh.
I got all 20. Well, check it out. Vegas was the best. Their prices have gone up 12.8%, and Phoenix the lowest, 5.7%. But basically, overall, average 6.7% from July to July from a year earlier, right? But the good news is that's still two times more than the inflation rate.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I actually have a couple of friends in Florida that are planning to buy a house.
Yeah, good time now because prices will keep going up. But the good news is, hey, since March of 2012, they say prices have gone up 29.3%, but it's off its peak. Peak prices were mid-2006. It's down about 15 or 16% on average. Huh. Well, if you're looking to buy a house, get some money saved up, now's a good time, too. I was a real estate broker, and good time to be looking. If you could do a year-end close, a lot of people are motivated to get off their books, get out of it. They want to, closing before the end of the year. If you could do a 30-day all cash, more power to you. Definitely.
I'm not ready to buy a house.
No. Come on.
No.
You're too busy traveling back and forth to Miami.
That's right.
No. But do you use that little car? You know, in LA, a lot of people live out of their cars.
I've done road trips.
I've seen your trunk. the car's trunk, that is. And there's no junk in that trunk.
Yes, the car's trunk,
the
people.
The car's trunk.
Don't get any ideas.
Hell no. Is there any junk in that trunk?
There is junk in this trunk.
In this trunk. Uh-huh. You got to see that trunk.
It's thank you, Mom, again.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Mom. She's got a nice trunk. Well, we'll get Papa Joe's opinion on that. I think he's going to like what he sees.
Come on, let's move on.
You're looking pretty hot today. I'm telling you, something's got you. What do you got? Did you meet a new guy or something?
Nah. I just love myself a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really nice dress on.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So check it out. Pink pushes on, and no, it's not the celebrity. Pink.
Oh, I love her.
Me too. She's from outside of Philly.
Yeah.
Philly girl, yeah. I love Pink. But check it out. NFL's annual breast cancer awareness campaign. It's always in October. It goes into stadiums. They awash these stadiums in pink starting this Thursday with the Vikings at Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings. So, but basically the NFL, as we know, has been under attack of handling a lot of the players accused of domestic violence and some child abuse, whatever. But they figure that that these efforts to raise awareness could fall flat. I don't know about that. They said one of the sponsors, Procter & Gamble, kind of removed itself. But what they're really saying is, as the critics are saying, it's harder to take seriously now with all this sort of, mucky muck with the way they handled their, the
deal. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
Hey, listen, cancer survivors are honored at halftime. No doubt it's a great cause.
It is a great cause.
Yeah, the proceeds, they do auctions. The proceeds go to the American Cancer Society. And, it is the Domestic Awareness Month. Does everyone know that October is DV Awareness Month? I mean, I know that through my foundation. We used to teach in domestic violence shelters. Still looking to do that. But, both of these, American Cancer Society, Domestic Awareness. I think it's for everyone to come together and just be aware and not worry about how they handle things. I mean, they did a crappy job, of course. But, hey, don't take a lot of the punch out of this this month.
Yeah, there's always somebody that messes it up for everybody else. But, we have to be aware of this, of cancer. And And if they're supporting it and helping it out, why not? Why can't we help?
It'll be fine. And the commissioner said that maybe he's going to do like a formal formal announcement talking about DV Awareness Month for October in addition to cancer. I think that'd be good because they didn't really touch upon that. Now, October's a big month, great month.
It is.
So there you go. Contribute if you can. Watch the games. And
I love to see their pink, you know.
It's awesome.
I love how they dress up in pink, little ribbons. Yeah, I think their shoes are pink.
Yeah, they do a lot of things. Yeah. They really do. I mean, that's what it's all about. Say, don't worry about the way they handle things. Come on, move on. Here we go. Next story, 3 for the money. I like this story. Lauren Holtkamp. She's the third woman to referee NBA games on a full-time basis.
You go, girl.
I love it. 33-year-old former Division II basketball player with a master's in divinity.
Oh, divinity.
I wonder if Mr. G.O.D. had anything to do with that appointment.
It couldn't hurt.
Yeah, her first game, check it out, 10 years ago, she reffed her first game at a middle school in Springfield, Missouri. That's where she went to school.
Only 10 years ago.
10 years, I know. And then voila, let there be 3. Congrats. Good she girl. Joins Dee Kantner and Violet Palmer. As one of 3 refs.
Good for them.
I think that's good stuff. No doubt.
Yeah, I love seeing women in sports, like interviewers, whatever they call them.
Sportscasters?
Sportscasters.
Yeah, they're going in the locker rooms and all that business. Yeah.
Lucky girls.
Lucky girls. Yeah, lucky girl. This guy wasn't so lucky. Our next time. Tracy fires back. All right, what are we talking about?
Who?
Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan.
Oh, you know,
I love him.
Yeah, speaking out against Walmart after they blamed him, well, at least partially, for his own injuries. Remember he crashed his limo bus? Well, he didn't crash it on the New Jersey Turnpike, not too far from where I grew up, right, near Cranberry there. And quote unquote, Walmart says, because of his failure to properly wear an appropriate available seat belt restraint device. Ooh.
Huh.
Properly. Anyway, this is what Tracy's saying. He's like, I can't believe Walmart's blaming me for an accident that they caused. My friends and I were doing nothing wrong. Holy cow.
And it was a limo, right?
Yeah, it was a big limo bus, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. It was really early in the morning.
Who wears a seatbelt in a limo?
I don't even know if that's required. Is that required?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure there is seatbelts, but nobody wears them.
Yeah, well, I wonder if that, you know, they're going to get to the bottom of that, but I don't understand. Can you verify that anyway? Well, maybe the cops were taking pictures. Who the heck knows? But I wonder in a limo, you're right. My experience is nobody wears a seatbelt in a
limo.
Everybody's
just having fun. It's a limo.
Yeah, having fun. Maybe on his way to Atlantic City. Who knows where he was going? Mm. Maybe Philly. But anyway, he thanks his fans. He says he's fighting hard every day to get back. He's awesome.
Yes,
get
he
back,
is.
Tracy. And, well,
kick butt.
Yeah, lawyers get involved, money's involved, Walmart. Anyway, we're going to jump right into. Hold on. What do we got? Woo! Love the future swoosh. There you go. Back to the future for your GYST award today. Get your shit together award. Now, this goes clearly front page news, USA Today.
Who is it today?
18-time gold medal winner, Olympic champion Michael Phelps.
What?
Got to give old Phelpsy the award. 29 years old. Why? Because it's his second DUI. That's why.
That's a serious offense.
Second DUI in 10 years ago, right? He talks about how he reorganized based on the seriousness of this mistake. Okay? That's what he talked about 10 years ago. This time he said, I understand the severity of my actions. I take full responsibility. All right. Now we're talking sponsors, Under Armour, Subway, Visa. This guy's huge. Michael Phelps. What the hell? We got to give you the award today. Okay.
Well deserved.
Because I know you're deeply sorry to everyone and I have let them down. This is what he kind of quotes. But I got to say this. I mean, my man, you know, this is the second time. Whether or not you're a celebrity, it doesn't matter. No doubt. I used to drink, drive and drink. It's stupid. Don't do it.
Don't
you can't do it because you're going to kill somebody. You are going to kill somebody.
If you don't care about yourself, you know, but think about the other people that are on the road.
This guy's like, how much
your
is this
family.
Guy worth? Millions of dollars. Get yourself, get an Uber or call somebody to drive. You got to drive. He was doing 84 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone.
I never understand that with celebrities. What? Get a driver.
He's doing almost twice the speed limit. Maryland Transportation Authority Police. Hey, guys, guess what? You got to get your shit together, especially when it comes to alcohol and whatever else you're doing and combining it, because nothing good ever comes out of it when you get wasted. Do not get behind the wheel. I mean, I could speak firsthand from that perspective. Don't do it. Don't do it. And, hey, you know, it's a funny thing. I was going to have that question of the day, but I'm not going to make it a question of the day. But what do you think? Do we expect athletes to conduct themselves? You know, I mean, this is what the U.S. swimming group said. We expect our athletes to conduct themselves responsibly in and out of the pool. Well, more importantly, whether you're an athlete or anyone else, you can't be getting drink and driving. It can't do it. It's a recipe for disaster. And by the way, you think these celebrities should be treated differently when they do get a DUI?
I think they should be treated like everybody else, of course, but yes, a little bit differently, because they're out there, you know, being in front of the cameras and being an example for the kids. And,
well, you know what I think? Talk about example. I think they should make an example. Yeah, don't let the rules apply. Say, hey, better yet, you got to do hours and hours worth of community service. You got to do free commercials. You got to put them out there. You're a celebrity. You're in the public eye. So let's use that. So let's basically take money away from the guy and say, don't spend all the money fighting this, you know, DUI, whatever. Say, hey, did it. Now let me go and influence people in a positive way. Don't throw me in jail. Don't give me the same bullshit slap on the wrist, whatever fines cost him 10 grand. He gets out of it. Forget about that. He's worth much more than that to society. If he says, hey, don't do what I do, do as I say. I like that. But speaking of doing as he says, well, that's our Get Your Shit Together award for today. But on that note, hey, Joe, I love it. I love it. I love these
He's
whips.
He's having a little bit too much fun over there.
With a little whips. But I think we need to go bring our buddy over there. I'm going to give a little intro on Papa Joe. And if you can maybe go
I'll
say
I'll be right back, people.
Okay. Joe's going to get Papa Joe. This is a cool guy. I can't wait to meet this man here. Now, he worked on Wall Street. Really strong work ethic. We're talking Papa Joe. Really strong work ethic. He moved to Hollywood to pursue his music and acting dreams, right? He was signed by Colt Records in 2009, and he had a hit, a number one on the billboards, called Last Night a DJ Saved My Life. Now, I'm really curious to see if that's the same song that I remember from... Hey, Joe. Papa Joe, he brings all sorts of stuff. I love it. Look at this. Yeah, he's going to join us in the studio right now. Hey, once you get settled in, I'll turn that mic on. But I'm talking about Last Night a DJ Saved My Life, and I'm thinking, is that the same song that I remember? Here, have a seat. We're going to get him said, and hey, Joe, give a shout to the peeps.
How you doing?
Awesome. There you go. Yep, put the headset on.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, it's afternoon.
I'm just waking up.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. How you doing?
I'm excited
to same
get
here.
To know you.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love the energy, man. I'll give this shed shake. Look at Joe. Hey, Joe, you got to tell me. It says you weighed 450 pounds,
yes.
Right? No money for the gym. He said no fancy diets. He's like, I walk 5 miles a day. And, you know, obesity is a problem, right? No shit about that. And you lost this weight in 18 months.
Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah, I brought the pants too. Look.
Holy cow. Those pants could put two of you in them. No, you wore those pants? Holy cow. Folks,
I got to take a picture of
these pants
of
are twice as wide.
Well done.
Holy cow.
Hang on, let me get this out.
He's got a pair of jeans he's holding up.
That size 56.
What size?
56.
I wear a 30. No, that's
incredible.
That's incredible.
Now I'm in a 36.
You're a 36. Yeah. No, look at this
Good
guy.
Good job.
Thank
Bravo.
You.
Oh, my God, Joe, you're rocking it.
Bravo. So,
So let's talk about this because you, I'm very familiar with the 99 cent store.
Yes.
Me too.
Went there two days ago.
I love it too.
Let me tell you, what I do is I got the $10 program. No kidding. You go there with 10 bucks, you're going to buy 9 items to get the 10 cent bag, and the bag's definitely going to carry that 10 items.
Yep.
Walk home, leave her the 3 cents.
You're good
tip.
To go. You're good to go.
You're good to go. Right?
I love it.
Holy cow. If you've never been, I mean, anything.
You know what? To be honest with you, though, the 99 cent store saved my life.
Yeah.
I was unemployed. I couldn't afford a gym, gastric bypass surgery, anything like that. But the store was there, and I was able to shop there, and I couldn't be happier. I love the store. Love the 99 cent.
You had a
store.
Can opener, right?
Yeah, that
definitely needed.
Yeah.
You need a can. You had to buy one there.
But yeah, but I found fruits, vegetables there. You know, and I
everything.
Couldn't believe it when
and
I saw that.
Good.
Yeah, when I saw they got produce,
good.
I was like, oh.
exactly. Right.
So let's back up a little bit. Let's back up, because when I see Wall Street, you know, I was on Wall Street 3 times. So you were a New Yorker.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, I lived in New York for 15 years.
No kidding. Yeah. What years?
All the way up until 2001, till the World Trade Center. I saw the second plane crash into the tower.
You were downtown? Yeah. You were midtown?
Yeah, I was downtown. I was right across the street from the towers. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it was awful. So after that, 2 suitcases and a dream, 2002, moved out to L.A. Try to make it, see what I can do.
Yeah.
But I was unhappy. I was miserable. It was heavy.
Just start putting weight. Did you put weight on in New York or here?
Out here.
You got here.
I got here, and I blew up another 100 pounds.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was 350 when I moved out, 450 by the time before I had the wake-up call and
changed my life. Is it the unhappiness? What was it that led you to?
You know what? I'm going to keep it real. Anybody that's overweight, speaking for myself, when you go out there, when you go into a clothing store and you have to buy a size up, you know, or the way people think of you as far as wanting to get more food than you actually want, and they just won't think you're overeater and stuff like that. Okay, I am, but don't have to tell me. You don't have to judge me on it. You know, I was.
People.
Yeah, but
that bothered you.
Yeah, but overall, I'm an emotional eater.
Okay.
Overall, I'm an emotional eater, and I just got let the emotions take over, and I considered it an addiction at the time. But I finally had to break up with food.
I like that.
Had to
you
break
did a real
up
good
with
job.
Food. Yeah.
Now talk about this 18 months. So now 450 pounds. You're huge. And where were you living? Near a store?
No. Not at all. No, I was actually living in Hollywood, just said I got to get this weight off of me once and for all. What's going to do it for me? And I said, okay, gyms intimidate me because I didn't want to be judged.
Right.
So I said, how am I going to get this weight off once and for all? And so I said, you know,
walk down Sunset, the one on Sunset, the one on Hollywood Boulevard. Which the one you go to?
Sunset.
The one on Sunset. Sunset. Yeah,
yeah,
I know it.
Yeah. And then also there's another one on La Brea.
Yeah, too. The one on La Brea down there, near Melrose.
Yeah. Oh, so I live in that area. And so I said, all right, let me take a walk. Put my dance music on and start walking. Kidding. Yeah. And put the music on.
That Walkman from back in the day?
Hmm?
The Walkman, I'm saying.
No, right? I have headphones that are just like these.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
you were rocking it back then.
Oh, yeah. I need to hear the music.
No kidding.
Oh,
that's no. Right. You were pre-Dre. You were like, you should have been Beats by Dre. You'd worth $1 billion. Holy
trust
shit.
Me, he made out. Oh, trust me, if I could, I would. Oh, huge. No, but music's always been my passion. It's been my love. So when I had this opportunity to do this track last night at DJ Saving My Life. It's a club version, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is from the same, is it a remake of the song?
Yeah, it's a remake of the song, but it became a dance Billboard hit. My first one ever.
Okay.
And I saw the video, and if you watch the video last night at DJ Saving My Life, Papa Joe, Lula, 4 minutes and 22 seconds is the shot that made me change my life.
4 minutes and 22 seconds in
video,
you saw yourself. Wait a minute. Did you say Lula?
Lula.
I think I know
it's,
her.
It's Lula featuring Papa Joe Aviance. Last night
I know
at DJ
Lula.
Saved My Life.
Yeah. Okay.
So I got a chance to work with her, which she's an amazing artist. Yeah. And I've always wanted to work with her. Had this opportunity to work with her. And then all of a sudden, like I said, I'm 4 minutes into the video. And then 4 minutes and 22 seconds, I said, oh, no.
Not good. Not good. You saw yourself saying,
there's a profile shot of me. Literally, I mean, the stomach.
You're like
is
Biggie
out here.
Smalls.
Oh, it was awful. It was disgusting.
Really?
It was disgusting. I hated myself.
How much you weigh right now?
Two now.
You're 2 bills?
I'm good.
Wow.
I'm good.
You're about 5'11", 5'10"?
Nuh-uh, 6'3".
You're 6'3".
Yeah, yes. That's all I got.
Wow, yes. I didn't stand up next to him. Oh, my God. You're a giant. 6'3", 2 bills. That's good.
Thank you. Thank you. I want
you
to get
down
there.
Yeah, you still work out?
Oh, yeah.
Every day you walk.
Yeah. Well, not recently. Actually, to be honest with you, as part of my story is that I was hit by a car 5 months ago while riding my bike, and I couldn't walk for the last 5 months. Literally 2 weeks ago, I started walking.
Wow.
Brace off and able to start walking. So now I'm able to get back out there and kick it into high gear one more time.
Do you do a lot of hiking?
Yeah, I did. But see, everything kind of evolved from walking.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Bike riding. You know, I'm doing 50 miles now.
Oh my gosh.
I never could bike ride that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
50 miles. Your
That's
ass isn't
amazing.
Killing you.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, my ass would be killing me with the 50 miles.
I'm like, let's go. You know?
We should go bike riding one day.
Let's do it. With all that junk in the trunk.
Yeah.
Thought I wasn't listening about that, right?
Right.
Well,
you got to give him a little preview. Maybe you should stand up. I'm telling you, Joe.
All right. No, come on, boys.
She's
be
hot. I tell you. No, Colombian. I mean, she's a Colombian.
Really? Baby. Really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But see, everything kind of evolved after that. You know, bike riding, hiking, and yeah. But first time around, I could not walk around the block and just drenched in sweat and just yuck. I couldn't do it. But then I said, you know what? You're going to do this. You're going to pursue this. You're going to keep it going. Literally the next day, got up again, grabbed my tennis shoes, walked outside the door.
That's how you
And started walking again. And I only did the second time. I could only do two times around.
That's okay.
Yeah. And that's I just kept going at it every single day.
What I say, Rocky style, lace them up, hit the bricks.
That's it.
all you got to do, people. Yeah. I say that all the time. I start every all of my workouts and stuff. I say that. I think you got to walk minimum 1 mile, but I'm 2 to 5 a day. When I hit five, yesterday I walked 7 miles and my right knee starts acting up. I took a spill on Cocoa Head and anybody knows Honolulu.
Really?
Yeah, coming down those stairs. Yeah, I took a spill a couple years back and it's never been the same. But once I get, it doesn't matter. You could still walk a mile or two.
Yes.
Right? That's 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, 5 miles, you're putting in a couple hours a day.
But see, I like, no.
No?
Mm-mm.
How long it take you to walk 5 miles?
90 minutes.
What?
You're
moving.
I'm telling you, you got to get out there. You got to break a sweat.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm not saying, it's a low impact exercise. Yes, walk 30 minutes, but for 15 of those minutes, break a sweat.
Right.
You got to.
Break a sweat.
Well, if you can.
And that's why I use dance music as my motivation to get out there, and it pushes me. And that's one of the reasons why I do dance music now. So just get out there and walk.
You were walking. Now tell us about the food. I mean, people who do not know the 99-cent store, what were you eating?
Fruits and vegetables. Number one, like I said, breaking up with food. Had to change my habits completely. I did it hardcore.
You did it on your own. You didn't speak with a dietitian or anybody like that. No.
I knew what I had to do.
Okay, I just need to eat less.
Right. Eat less and eat right.
Eat less and eat right and get your ass sweating
every
day.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
And that became the focus of your life.
The focus of my life for 18 months and figuring out the root of the problem. I mean, yes, I've talked to people that have had gastric bypass surgery, all the different types of weight loss surgery, but I've tried everything. I've tried Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem.
Most people do.
Mm-hmm. You know, Atkins. I mean, everything.
I'm actually on a low-carb diet right now.
But the thing is, unless you get to the root of the problem, you're not going to change anything.
No, it doesn't.
You
got to
understand.
It's like an alcoholic. Yeah. If somebody's an alcoholic, you got to address the problem. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to keep getting in the car and driving.
And that's what I did. Likely. I did for myself. That's where I'm able to sit here and say, yeah, I'm an emotional eater, you know, and I had to break up with food. That's why I can talk about these things now, because that's what I used to do.
You have to. That's awareness.
Yeah.
You have to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't want to do.
Right.
Right. They say, "Oh no, I don't really eat emotionally." And meanwhile, they're eating a bucket of ice cream when they get stressed out.
Half of society today are all emotional eaters.
Right.
We're all. You know?
Do you think it's something that someone? I mean, you did it, but is it through like meditation? Did you sit with yourself every day, or did you just every day you got with a vengeance, saying, "I'm getting rid of this weight."
Yep.
You got to do
it. The walking was my motivation, and the music just helped me move.
Boom. Keep moving, music.
That's it. Music and walking.
And you ate much less.
I ate less. But like I said again, I had to switch my habits. I was went from, let me put it this way, I was eating 5,000 to 7,000 calories a day.
Wow.
Okay. They knew me by name in the drive-thru when I came through.
Oof.
Okay. That's how That's how bad it was. Okay. I mean, I can laugh about it now, but they were like, "Hey, Papa Joe," I'm like, "What are you?" I'm like, "Shit."
They didn't want to offer him a job. They thought maybe he'd be ready now.
I should have had stock. That's what I should have bought. Oh, should have bought food. I should have bought stock.
So fast food.
Shoot.
Yeah.
That's the past, though.
That is the past, but I can talk about it now, and I feel I'm happier that I've changed my life, and I couldn't be happier, because I wish I did this shit 10 years ago, though, I can tell you that.
Let me ask you a question. Along this 18 months, because it had to be grueling, because you had to be hungry all the time, you're making a commitment. I mean, I get up every day and go to the gym without fail. I'm always there. I don't make excuses for it. You didn't make any excuses. You got up. It's like, here's another day. Got to do this. You kept doing it. Mm-hmm. So along the way, did you kind of ever kind of break down and say, I can't do it anymore?
Or
really? Say people?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it happens. You fall off the wagon. There was a point where I was like, excuse my friend, I was like, fuck it. I'm done. I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. And then all of a sudden, I asked myself again, the three W's is what I like to call. When you're trying to get to the root of something, it's the three W's. What, when, why. Right. What you're eating, when you're eating it, and why. And then once you, if you can figure out those three questions, if you can answer those three questions honestly, you will be able to start to push some of the bad habits and start accepting the good.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
That's the imperative word.
Honestly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to.
And so that's what I did for myself, and I couldn't be happier about it. But yeah, I got up my butt and did it.
And you still, like every day, you're still working. Like, what do you do now? I know you're with the riding, but now that you get back on it, is it walking? Do you do push-ups? You do sit-ups? You do anything like that?
Well, see, that's how I was able to, like, some of the excess skin, because everyone, that's the big question. What about the excess skin?
Yeah.
I was doing push-ups and dips when I was heavier, because I already knew to build the muscle from within.
Right.
So I figured that out on my own. Okay. The only way I'm going to tighten up is if I start working out myself now.
Mm.
So that's the way I was able to. I mean, I can show you a picture. I mean, pictures online.
I saw the pictures online. No, you're a different person now. Completely. Well, you're sitting here. Yeah. I saw a huge guy.
Yeah.
And you were unhappy. You definitely didn't see it in your face. Yeah. This guy was not a happy camper.
No.
So you had a place where, because I did this podcast, right? I have this 30-episode podcast called Get Your Shit Together. And number
That's awesome. I like
another
that.
High five.
Like
and that. Number 13 is called Point of No Return. And
great.
Let me give you a little story. It's, you guys go check out the podcast. But basically, it's a woman I met who was this beautiful gal who said, you know, in high school she was less than 100 pounds. College, put on a little bit of weight. By the time she graduated, she was like 125. Well, went up to 180. Over boyfriend, screwed her over, all this nonsense. A couple years later, when she got to 180, she said that was the point of no return. She went to 240.
Wow.
So, and that's why she said for her, it was this marker that she kind of hovered around, and then she blazed through it, and then she said, I gave up. I just sat on the couch and cried and ate and knew that nobody would. And then she ended up doing a reality show, to close the story, and they brought her back down to like 180, because I said, well, what happens when you hit 180? Do you come? But she's still around that, 180, 190, like hoping. But do you believe in that, this point of no return?
Yeah.
Where you just give up?
No. I mean, no. The point is getting back on the wagon and don't give up.
Right.
Seriously.
But people do lose it.
Yeah, we do lose it. But that's okay. We're human. As long as your DVD?
Yeah. 15-minute fat burning workouts?
No, the other one.
Or the other one.
The
Yoga Survival Guide or Boulevard Zen?
Boulevard Zen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Life's a boulevard. You got to be Zen.
There you go. But no, what was the tagline, the ending of that? About getting stuck.
Oh, about getting unstuck. Life's a boulevard. Sometimes you get stuck.
There you go.
Yeah, no, that's there's it. Two taglines. There. You do get stuck.
You do, yeah. And that's what happened.
We all
do. I got stuck. But believe me, I'm happier that I'm unstuck.
Yeah, you
that's
got unstuck, right. But anybody can get unstuck.
We
so,
all can.
Simple advice to people out there who are 100, you were 200, I can't believe it, you were 250 pounds?
450 when I started, two now, and I'm going to go for another two now that I'm back to walking again.
You're going to go for another what, 20?
20. Yeah. Sorry, I said two.
I could
you did say two.
Two
that's okay,
pounds.
That's right.
He's going to go to the bathroom.
Two zero.
Hey, wait,
two
no,
zero.
I got to start small again. I got to start small again. Got to start small again.
Got to start small.
Got to start small again. Now, and that's the thing, too. Baby steps.
Baby steps. Now, were you getting on the scale every day, every week? Or what? No.
Mm-mm.
That doesn't help.
Really?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Scale, you don't like. I like the scale.
No, you.
I'm a scale guy.
But see, you're thin.
Well, how else do you?
You're thin.
Yeah, I am thin.
You're thin.
But I monitor my weight. I keep it in the same range. I'm like kind of a little bit.
Have you ever been like 15, 20 pounds overweight?
No.
See?
No. The most I've ever weighed was 168. I'm probably 148 now, but that was in my days when I played ball and lifting, benching 320. I was pretty strong.
Beast.
I was a beast for a small guy, yeah. Right. But no, and then I, through the process of over a year, then yoga dropped me another. I went from 58 to 48 when I took up yoga like 8 years ago.
Wow.
Just shrunk my body, and I've stayed around 150 for... But I like the scale because it monitors it for me. It's kind of simple. But now I never had a fluctuation. I guess when you're having fluctuations, it's not good to see a number bounce up 10, right?
True.
I see. So you didn't bother with it, but you felt the weight coming off? You felt the skin?
Oh, I noticed it.
Getting more dates?
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Nope, dates not yet.
Not yet. You're still not dating?
Nope.
You're a good-looking man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm still working on myself, though. I'm still working on myself.
I like this man. Working
that's
on himself.
That's the thing. Yeah. You need to work on yourself first.
I'm not ready for... I mean, I'm ready. Trust me, I'm open. I live openly. But I mean, I really am. I want to take time out just to heal myself first.
That's where you need to start.
And then move forward, you know.
Yeah.
And then once I heal myself, I'm ready for anybody. come my way.
You almost there?
Oh.
I like your energy.
Oh, yeah. I'm there.
Yeah, you're there.
I'm there. I'm ready.
I used that excuse for a while. I don't have that excuse anymore. I'm not working on myself. I just get to talk about it on the radio.
You are working on yourself. See, you're working on your passion. This is part of your passions, right?
Oh, no, I love it. I love it because I definitely believe that we can impact lives and the kind of things we're doing because of obesity. Yes. You know, you talk about obesity. I did a lot of research on obesity because one quarter of all healthcare costs are related to obesity. And we're talking some states you got 33%, greater than 33%, okay, obesity rates. In adults, since the 80s, rates have doubled. So we're talking about a lot of extra weight out there that just costs time and money, right? And why do people do it? I ask this question. Is it, let me ask you, lack of discipline, lack of self-respect, or inability to stop eating? Again, you talk emotionally, but is it like, did you have discipline? It sounds like you were Wall Street. You've had discipline, but not in this area.
Correct.
Okay. Exactly. So it's like this area. Exactly. Self-respect. You're a respectful guy. I feel the energy, but not in this area. Right. So what you're saying is there's this sort of, see, I've never had that area. First of all, my mother, Italian women, they cook or they clean. Well, they usually don't do both. Wait a minute. I said Italian. I love that. Well, old school's to say, my mother was like, forget it. You could eat off the floor. And if you walked in there now, you know, we definitely, you know, ate well, but she was like a healthy eater.
Got it.
So she didn't make a lot of the fatty food. So I was kind of lucky. But is that the way you grew up? Were you conditioned that way when you were younger?
A little bit. Yeah.
So it's conditioning.
It was conditioning, yeah. Mm. And I carried some of those habits over with me in adulthood. And then the personality and all the emotional stuff just kind of took over after that.
What about candy? Do you eat like Snickers bars or anything? I mean, you get those really good prices over there for 99 cents. You get the whole stack.
I eat peanut M&Ms. I'm somewhat keeping it healthy.
Ooh, I love peanut
M&Ms.
You eat peanut butter because I will say I love the 99 cent store. I will say they're lacking in the peanut butter department.
They just got it.
They got new peanut
butter. They got peanut butter now.
Ooh, because they were weak in that department. They had a little not good.
Actually, before I became their brand ambassador, which I am now.
Yeah, I love that brand ambassador for 99 cents. Hey. This is a good store, peeps. If you've never been there, you got to go.
You got to check it out.
It's funny. My brother, I was talking to my brother the other day. He asked me, he goes, well, what do you buy? I told him about you. I said, what do you make this guy listen to this show? He's like, well, what do you buy there? I said, you name it, I buy it. From soap to whole wheat pasta.
Yeah, everything pretty much.
I had whole wheat pasta and sliced low sodium beets the other day. That's what I have for 13 ounces for a buck. Of that pasta.
See?
Dude, I get the ginger snaps, too, the 10-ounce ginger snaps.
I just bought those.
Yeah, they're the bomb. Telling you, I'm not perfect, but, you know, but it's okay. I divide that into 2-3. Yeah, it's no big deal.
You do what you can. But, see, I turned my nose up just like everybody else did. And he's like, you shop in the 99-cent store? I'm like, yeah. But now they're changing. There's a whole new lot of changes going on with the 99-cent only stores. They're opening up new stores now.
Really?
Higher shelves. I mean, it's presentable.
I don't mind it at all.
Other people, do you know what I'm saying?
Well, who shop at Whole Foods, they're probably not going in there. But let me tell you something. You get those two bars of soap for a buck. Let me tell you, Irish Spring, come on. Yeah. They have it's funny because you think,
I know.
I didn't even know. Toilet paper, everything is you could see it's kind of pushing up a little bit.
Well, see, I'm from the East Coast, so we don't have that out there.
No, I know. We don't.
I'm from Miami, so.
Right, okay, see, and when you come out here, I'm like, yes.
you could survive in LA.
Yes, you can survive. And that's one of the reasons why I'm shouting about it. I'm like, thank you, 99. Yeah, seriously.
No, it's a great way to do it.
Seriously, because it was able to help me survive. I couldn't afford unemployment. I couldn't shop at Trader Joe's or Whole Foods.
No.
Couldn't afford it.
No. Telling you, 10 bucks, 20 whole bucks, paycheck. You can't even
thank
carry.
You. Yeah, they, thank you. That's right.
Whole paycheck.
Whole paycheck. Yeah, they took my whole paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah.
But 99 gave me some change.
They do. I love it.
Love it.
Stores are easy to manage. You're in and out. I go through every aisle. When I go, I do like a couple once or twice a month. I go.
Now, what's your store?
I go to the one in Glendale.
Okay.
Because
okay.
You know why? I'll tell you why. And this is another thing. That's why I asked you how far was it. Okay. My store is 1.75 miles away. Okay. I go everything by, because I want to put the miles in.
Okay.
So that's a 3.5 mile loop for me, up and back.
Nice.
Boom. Yep. I mean, I do my 2 miles in the morning before I hit the gym at 6 o'clock. So that's already out of the way. So at 3.5, and then on the way back, I'm carrying. I mean, it's pretty heavy stuff. Yep. I mean, that bag almost rips through for $10.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I bring 20. I don't even spend it because like some things. You know what I bought there recently? I had no idea that they had shower curtain liners. I need a shower yeah, curtain liner for a dollar, and it's lasted me like a month. I'm like thinking, when's this thing going to break down?
You're waiting for it to break down.
I'm like, it's not possible because if you go to, I'm telling you, the same one, okay, maybe it's a little thicker, $20 in Bed Bath.
Let me tell you something. I have a car charger in my car that I've used for 2.5 years now.
And it's from the
99 cents. 2.5 years.
I didn't know they had electronics.
They do now.
You know what they have too? Batteries.
For a dollar,
you get batteries. You know, batteries are like five times the cost. It's like unbelievable. Yeah. Go to CVS. Yeah, I'll tell you, the fruit, though, I mean, the bananas, I got to go, yeah, they're a little ripe. You agree?
Yeah.
Fruit's a little ripe.
Yeah.
I mean, I had an apple the other day from there, but sometimes you get it ripe. You got to time it right on
the
fruit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Trust but me, I love if the
they
berries.
If they would let me know when the truck comes in, oh, I'm right there.
I'd be there, too. Yeah, like, back the truck
let me know
up.
When day the truck's coming
yeah.
in.
Yeah. But I'm telling
the berries.
You, the berries for a buck.
Thank you. Come on.
How many ounces are those? Like it's
2.3, 2.5, yeah. whatever.
Yeah. It's for a dollar. You find buck. Those yeah. and for like three in Trader Joe's.
You know I'm
or
telling
four.
You, the canned foods, because here's what I believe is that the lower priced canned foods, they use less sodium because sodium is a preservative, costs money. The spinach I get there, it's got like less than 100 on the sodium. I look at sodium, sugar, and those are the things I look at. Sodium, sugar, and calories.
Got it.
When I look at a back of a, especially if it's canned food, you don't want to have 900 sodium. That's just really
that's high.
So pay attention. But they have so much. You're right. When I go there, I go.
I saw Cheerios, too, the other day.
Yeah, they have these smaller boxes. Everything's a buck. I mean, can you believe it?
It's
so
like
look
Christmas.
At this guy. Christmas. Yeah, they even have greeting cards.
Oh, yeah. And Halloween is coming up, so they have like...
Seasonal items. Yeah. They got tons of seasonal items. They got a little bit of everything.
And you're the brand ambassador. Look at this guy. How about that? Papa Joe.
I just walked in.
Way to turn that into a nice little... But that's good. I mean, they need someone to... You're the real deal.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, I try to be. I try to be. You know.
I love it. I really love your story.
Oh, thank you.
See, out of something that was negative, you turned it into something positive,
and
now
still going. I'm just beginning.
Yeah.
Trust me.
What are you? You got to be 40 something, maybe 50.
Huh?
I mean,
no.
How old do you think I am?
Well, I mean, I'm being. I mean, what?
You're like 50. You said 50. That's way out of range.
No,
are
no.
You 30?
No, I'll say 42.
Yep, 43.
Yeah, I said 40 something.
You said 50.
Well, I said 40 something. Well, because you know why?
I know that black don't crack.
I'm 51.
Are you serious?
I'm 51.
You don't look it.
No, I know. That's why I don't know anybody anymore. You seem like the wisdom of an 80-year-old. No, that's because I've been working every, never had a weight issue and work out every day. I do. I work out every single day.
Well, you're just not part of the norm.
I'm not part of the norm. But let me tell you, if you can embrace you, you're working out every day. It did work for you. You're doing something. You're raising your heart rate.
Yes.
It's all about health, heart health.
Yes, that's it. Right? That's why I break a sweat.
Yeah, 43 years old. What do you get another 40 years in you? You might as well do it.
You know what's funny? I've been out here for 13 years now. Almost 12, 13, 2002.
When you were 30.
Yeah.
How about that? Midlife crisis.
But you know what's hilarious? That between that time frame, I have not been to the doctor. Other than a checkup.
Because I've
lost the weight, and during my injury, the doctor says that I actually healed a month faster because I'm healthy now. So your body is going to treat you good if you treat it
without
good.
A doubt.
Correct.
You got that right. You hit the nail on the head. And on the Joe, it's great having you here, Papa Joe, but let me go with the Fast Five. We do this at the end of every show. Okay. We do a Fast Five, we get a little flavor of your personality.
Finding out a little bit more about you.
So you'll pick one or the other,
whatever
comes to mind. I don't think he's eating much of this first one. Do you eat, let me ask you, chocolate or vanilla ice cream?
Chocolate.
Do you eat ice cream?
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
See, so you're like me. You can eat anything. It's just everything is in moderation.
You're
a true blue.
Control
yourself. You get it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't rob yourself of that.
I used to do it every day. Now it's like once a week.
Nice. Now I'm telling you, this guy knows his shit. Okay, here we go. Number two. I think I know this one. What do you think? Tropical Island or New York City? I mean,
that's a little bit of both.
Because you like the ladies on the island, but you like the bricks in New York.
Yeah, I do.
I knew that.
Yep.
I could feel it, but you got to pick one.
Damn. Tropical Island.
Nice.
Good choice.
Well, then you get yourself another 20 pounds. You'll be wearing that James Bond bathing suit.
Swimming in the ocean. That's what I'm going to do. I'm on a tropical island.
You got
another
it.
Great way of exercising.
Yes.
Swimming.
Yes.
Oh, that's the best.
Yep.
All right, number three, ancient Rome or the Wild West?
Oh, ancient. Ooh. Good one. Good one. Dang it. Okay, I have the attitude of an ancient Roman. What'd you say? Roman?
Ancient Rome or ancient the Wild West?
The attitude of ancient Rome and just the gung-ho of Jesse James. <That's
right. laughs> Got to pick one, Joe. Got to pick one.
Right now I'm in Wild Wild West mode. Hee-haw.
There you go. Wild Wild West.
I'm in Wild Wild West.
Ride 'em, cowboy.
Woo!
Ride 'em.
That's the mode I'm in.
You got it. All right, number four. Yeah. Tearjerker or action thriller?
Oh, action thriller.
All the way.
Yep.
I see
Me
that.
Too.
Yeah, he's fine. Yeah. I could feel it. This last one, well, this is interesting because both can be had with the goods over at the 99 Cent Store where Mr. Papa Joe's the brand ambassador. Candlelight dinner or picnic in the park?
Ooh. Ooh. See, I'm a little bit of both on all these questions. Candlelight dinner or picnic in the park?
Picnic in the park.
Okay, since I picked on the beach, tropical island, so let's go with, dinner?
Candlelight dinner or picnic in the park?
Oh, candlelight dinner.
Yeah, I got that.
I got that.
He's going to get his cans of tuna and little sardines. Yeah. He's going to get his sardines. They have sardines there.
Oh, wait a minute.
They have candles, too.
No, we'll go out for the candlelit dinner.
Nice.
We'll stay in. We can go out.
I don't know. 99 Cent's going to want you to get those candles. They have candles.
They have candles.
The scented candles.
Actually, I have to go buy some tomorrow.
Dude, I'm telling you. I got to go there. Well, Papa Joe, thanks so much. What's your website? Let's give a shout out to your website.
Sure. It's www.papajoeaviance.com. PapaJoeAviance.
Check out Papa Joe. Yes. You know, mine.
That's everything. That's
yeah,
everything.
It's all there. He's got, thing. You're Martha Stewart. You're all over the place. No, it's a cool site. It's very inspiring. And
Thank you.
Think that's what this is all about, inspiring people. And, hey, a little more inspiration. Want some workouts, free workouts? Check out my site, richtola.com. So what do you think, Joe? Good day today, huh?
It's Very been amazing.
Thank you
Very
so
inspiring.
Much.
Joe and Papa Joe, thanks you both. Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
Tomorrow, check it out, folks. Tomorrow, my good friend, dear friend, Nora Miller is going to be here. She's an author, psychic, and a past life expert.
Mm.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Well, hey, guys, I'm Rich Toll, and remember, dreams do come true. But hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.